I want to talk to you today about the difference of renewing the mind and positive thinking. Did you realize that we as Christians can fall into that mentality of positive thinking and not anchoring it in the Word of God and an eternal purpose? So I want to talk about that today. It might shed some insight for you that just because we're saved doesn't mean we're safe from this positive thinking only mindset that can hinder our walk with God. I'll talk to you in a minute. Welcome to the More Power Than You Think podcast. I'm Jennifer Scow. After receiving a bipolar diagnosis in 2013, God taught me that His solution to the messiness of life was not changed circumstances, but rather a transformation of the mind to Christ's perspective. More Power Than You Think refers to the power we have to be changed and transformed based solely on what we think and believe in our mind. Renewing the mind is so much more than overcoming thoughts of depression and anxiety. It is choosing thoughts that have the power to unify instead of divide, love instead of hate, surrender instead of resist. It is the key to loving God properly, getting through suffering without accusing God, and prevents regret, sin, shame, and guilt. Everything we do today begins with a thought in our mind and what we choose to do with it. On this podcast, we learn to renew the mind in every area of our lives so we can live, love, and be loved in the way Christ intended. The brain of the lost soul functions like the brain of a Christian. They are rewiring their brain with their thoughts and habits just like we are. Every human has been created to function and respond this way. Now, being born again gave us a regenerated spirit born of God's seed, freeing us from the sin master. So though we have a different master, our brains and bodies are the same. Rewiring the brain can be carried out in a way that aligns with Scripture, or it can be tainted with subtle untruths or wrong motive, carried out with worldly wisdom or heavenly, having eternal consequences or temporal. This process has two common names, the power of positive thinking, and as Christians refer to it, renewing the mind. Now, the power of positive thinking on its own, from a bird's eye view, is scriptural. It is actually part of renewing the mind. Thinking positive thoughts and choosing to see the good in circumstances aligns with Scripture. Philippians 4:8 says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things." Ephesians 5:19 says, "Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord." Ephesians 4:31, "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice." So that part of the power of positive thinking is scriptural. It is part of renewing the mind. We are supposed to be thinking positive, good, beautiful things and neglecting bitterness and wrath and anger and evil speaking. But gaining peace by thinking positive things alone, without the correct motive, anchor, or compass of the Word of God, can lead to error and get us out of alignment with Christ. We aren't just to focus on good, happy things, but on the eternal living God. Acts 17:28 says, "For in Him we live and move and have our being." So first, let's address a lost person on their journey of thinking positively. The lost are striving for peace and contentment, just like we are. But the peace of the world is a deception. Jesus' peace is a different kind of peace than peace from thinking good thoughts alone. John 14:17 says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you." The lost that gain peace from positive thinking alone have been blinded to the coming penalty for their sin. They don't realize that although they may feel peace because of how they control their mind, it is not truly well with their soul. Their soul is stained and in bondage to sin and has a debt of wrath and eternal death waiting for it. Rewiring their mind with positivity doesn't carry them into eternity with redemption or rewards. It only serves their health and well-being while on this earth. We as Christians can be rewiring our mind without a correct compass as well, just like the lost. Thinking positive, good things does have physical and emotional health benefits for us, but we want to be sure we aren't being good and thinking good things just to be good and feel good. We have a compass and a purpose for why we think what we think in our minds. Along with improving our well-being, we are to be controlling our thoughts to fulfill our motive of glorifying God, being a light for Christ, and being conformed to the image of Christ. Because we know the Word of God, our thoughts can unite us in fellowship with the Creator, not just make us good people that feel good. The direction we follow in our minds should lead us away from the world and into God's will, Romans 12:2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We once lived in thoughts contrary to Scripture, but are now called to renew our mind to align with Scripture. Ephesians 4:22 through 24, that ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. The process of positive thinking is not something only the lost do. Christians can also focus only on thinking good things for the purpose of being a good person and feeling good. Positive thinking is part of renewing the mind. But the positive thinking alone only serves this lifetime, bringing us temporary health and peace. Renewing the mind for the purpose of conforming to Christ's mind brings us closer to the Savior and keeps us centered and anchored to the Word of God and the person of God. I want to do a brief comparison of some traps we can fall into if we are simply thinking positively without anchoring our purpose for those positive thoughts in the Word of God. Without anchoring our positive thoughts in the Word of God, they may become patterned after human reasoning, emotions, or wishful thinking instead. Although the majority of our positive thoughts may align with Scripture, even one wayward thought pattern can wreak havoc, as we saw in the case of Eve in the garden. One wayward thought can lead to a wayward action with significant negative impact, like when Eve chose to give her loyalty to the father of lies instead of what God had spoken to her. Without the anchor of Scripture, our positive thinking can lead to self-reliance and pride because we may feel we are creating security and happiness based on the power of what we're thinking, forgetting that that kind of peace is temporary and fleeting. Security comes from God, not by our thoughts alone. The thoughts have to be based on biblical truths to bring security. There is no security outside of God, thus self-reliance is a facade. Positive thinking without the anchor of Scripture encourages a changed life by self-improvement and self-control, which leads people to pride and self-sufficiency. You and I are at the center of the power of positive thinking when it is not anchored to the Word of God and with the purpose and motive of pleasing God, loving God, and conforming to His image. Conversely, when we choose positive thoughts with the anchor and compass of the Word of God, we escape the trap of human reasoning and emotion-driven thinking because the words and principles that we are saying to ourselves are based on proven truths. We know Scripture is true, so anything we claim from it shall come to pass. My reputation really is in God's hands. I really can have perfect peace after my house just burned down. It really is well with my soul. I really am priceless and deeply loved. I really am forgiven. All things really do work out for good. Through Christ, I really do have the strength to do all things. And you could go on and on. When we choose positive thoughts with the purpose of conforming to a Christ-like mind, our outcome and motive is no longer self-reliance and self-betterment, but surrender and devotion that is centered around glorifying God and trusting that His way, not ours, is the road to personal transformation and impact on those around us. We are no longer trying to clothe ourselves with the benefits of our good thoughts alone, but we are clothing ourselves with the characteristics of Christ and giving Him the glory when others see His light through us. The biggest difference is that one process only serves this lifetime, bringing us temporary health and peace. The other, renewing the mind, being anchored on the Word of God as the compass, brings us closer to the Savior and keeps us centered and anchored to the Word of God and the person of God. There's traps all over the place, isn't there? You know, we think that because we're saved, that we can't fall into the trap of only thinking positive thoughts and not anchoring it to anything. It has to be anchored on the truth of God for it to have eternal impact and to transform us to the level that God says we can be transformed. I hope that was helpful to you. I hope you're having a great week, and I will talk to you next week. Thank you for taking time to listen and connect with me today. I'm your host, Jennifer Scow. We're going to end this episode with a song from one of my albums. If you're enjoying my music, you can watch my music videos on my YouTube channel and can listen or buy my music anywhere music can be found. Please take a moment to leave me a written review on Apple Podcasts. First, this lets me know God is using the show in your life. And secondly, reviews prompt the algorithm to share this show with more of our brothers and sisters in Christ. If this has been a blessing to you, then leaving a review will help it be a blessing to others. Thank you for doing that for me. Until we meet again, I want to encourage you to invite God to everything and keep choosing loyalty to God's thoughts above your own. Thank you for inviting me into your day. We are co-laborers and soldiers in this battle for the mind, and the best news is that we are on the winning side. I'll talk to you next week. Love, Jennifer.
My Jesus, I love Thee. I know Thou art mine. For Thee all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior art Thou. If ever I love Thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. And praise Thee. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. In mansions of glory and endless delight, I will ever adore thee in heaven so bright. I will sing with a glittering crown on my brow. If my Jesus.